This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Ed, I just want to jump in with 2 feet on this, man.
What?
So the Jets fired their coach and have security
escort him out? Yeah.
Did he threaten them?
He's probably going to kill Aaron Rodgers. So I think that's what that was about.
How do you not let him just say, like,
it's not the first time it's happened. They've done this before.
But it's rare.
It's very rare.
You remember when Bobby Petrino left the Falcons to take another job? Now, that's him leaving.
Right.
And he left a note in everyone's, like, it wasn't even a hand, it was a printed note for everyone. And I think it had his fake, like, printed signature on it or whatever. And he just left a note saying, hey, guys, sorry, found a better job. Screw you.
RG3 left one in his locker.
It's just, I just don't get this. And
yeah, they happened. The guy that followed me as police commissioner, he was about to expose one of the mayor's guys for allegedly for kiddie porn. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be on the computer somewhere. It was in the news. And they ended up having a SWAT team take him out.
Really?
Yep. Escorted him out. The SWAT team.
See, and the other thing with this, too, is... as you start looking at the stuff with Salah, did you see that one of the reporters up there was like, yeah, and he was wearing a flag, the Lebanese flag on his arm.
Everybody's wearing them.
Well, the NFL,
that's where he's from.
First off, the NFL has pushed everyone to support their backgrounds and where they're from. You can wear your country. And then the lady's like, well, this might have had part of to do with his firing. He's Lebanese. He's not supposed to wear the flag of his country. I mean, come on. Yeah. And then, someone refuted that and said it was stupid, and no, it had no validity whatsoever.
So, according to Florio, from my understanding, he was in the building to work. There was no meeting the players to inform them, and then he was escorted out of the building, out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's he should have been fired, but...
He would have been fired after the season, I think. But
that's no class at all, man. That's not.
I just think it's funny that if keep in mind, you remember that little incident a couple of weeks ago when Aaron Rodgers comes off the field and Salah wants to congratulate him,
he gave him
the Heisman, gave him
two-arm Heisman.
Yeah, you can't tell me that had nothing to do with it.
Just weird to see the way things come down to, and I know we're going to get more into this, whether or not Rodgers had involvement in this being done, but, there's a lot of talent on that roster for them to perform that way, so I have no problem with them firing Salah.
It's just how they did it.
Exactly, and when they did it, because it's right after Aaron Rodgers has a terrible game. It's right after Aaron Rodgers meets with Woody Johnson on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on, and you can't even talk to your team?
Is anyone not believe what that conversation was about with Woody Johnson? What's going on? What do you want to do?
I think Woody's in trouble just because one of his biggest clients just went to jail. So I don't know where all that Johnson & Johnson oil is going now.
The baby oil.
You bring up a good point. Did they get him out of the building so he couldn't get to Aaron Rodgers?
I think so.
At first, I took that as a joke. Uh-huh. And then when you start putting things together, I can imagine Aaron Rodgers saying, make sure he gets out of the building and doesn't get to me.
Yeah, well, think about it. You had the conversation on the field. Then you have Rodgers just being frustrated with everybody and then doing a dinner with the owner. And then the next day, the coach is escorted out of the building.
Damn.
It's a player's league.
You can't fire Rodgers.
It shouldn't be a 40-year-old players' league. I mean, he shouldn't be the one dictating.
Especially this cat. Go off into a dark retreat and smoke some ayahuasca or whatever.
This is not your free pass to start dogging Aaron Rodgers.
Stupid
this morning, man.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be. That, I'm going to drag his
for
ass.
For what?
Because he's a douchebag. And so, he's been a douchebag.
He's a Hall of Fame douchebag.
He can be that. Deion's a Hall of Fame douchebag. What do you mean? Like, you can go through and talk about plenty of guys that are Hall of Fame douchebags.
You've actually said he's in the conversation for the greatest ever.
He is. Ooh. Yeah. Of douchebags. Ooh. Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played the game. He's also one of the biggest a-holes ever played the game.
If you're going to be something, be the best at it.
Okay.
He's a four-time MVP, right?
Four times.
Yeah.
Four times.
That's awesome. It's not
four
more
times.
Than Manning, so I don't
four
care.
Four times.
It's not more than, I think it's more than Brady, though.
Yeah. What's his playoff record, by the way?
He gets in every year.
Oh, he does?
He lost a lot of NFC Championship games, so that means he wins a lot of playoff games.
What, you mean the first one? The first round bye that they would get and then losing the next one, so he goes 1-1?
Oh, he loses to the Buccaneers, I don't care. And he did.
He plays a lot of NFC Championship games on the road, so he didn't have a bye.
Oh, is that what happened? Because that division stunk. I don't know who else was winning it.
They say that about the AFC East, too, with Tom Brady.
I'm not buying it. I mean, look, he's just...
Ain't nobody selling it.
Well, he's... Look, I don't know what you're saying.
Ain't nobody selling it.
You trying to sell it? Oh, man. So great. By the way, the Jets threw 5 games... have scored the same amount of points through 5 games they did last year. Thanks, Aaron. You're so good.
Odd number, too.
Was it 93 points?
Yeah. 93 points.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant play last night in baseball by Manny Machado. Brilliant play.
He's amazing, man.
Brilliant play. Let me get right into base paths. Oh, boy. I love Manny, man.
Well, I was telling Rob.
I love him.
That and then the story from the night before, if people didn't hear it, of Dave Roberts going, yeah, we saw. We need to take a look at it. But there was definitely something behind him throwing the baseball towards our dugout.
Yeah.
They're throwing the baseball around the infield, and Manny goes over and just chucks it towards the side.
Mm-hmm.
He just happens to be on your side. He didn't throw it at you, you dumbass. I can't wait.
There was something behind it. His fingers, when he released the ball, was behind it.
I can't wait for them to fire Dave Roberts.
Yeah, they'll fire him so they get eliminated.
I'm going to lose 500 to Rob, but I'm still going to be happy because Dave Roberts, sorry.
You should call Dave Roberts and make him pay it.
Shoot. I'm going to send something else. Shoot.
I just been your, what was last night? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's been a Tuesday evening.
Spent to talking to everybody we know who's lived in Florida. We called to find out if we're okay and on the phone all day watching the weather. And then I end up just watching sports. I watch the Blues.
How's the wifey?
Crack. She's fine. She's safe.
Okay. How's the wifey?
She's fine.
Okay.
She's in a safe place. Let me tell you something. She's living a better life than any of us here. So then that's no lie. She's fine. Jeremy, then I watch the Mets game.
I'm sorry I asked, Jeremy. I'm sorry I asked. Are you happy with the Mets?
Yeah.
That is. Okay.
Very happy.
Did that put you in a happy place?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
He should be.
Well, Jeremy, I spent my evening drinking honey tea with garlic.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
With garlic?
Yeah.
Is that a new thing?
You don't know, garlic soaks up the mucus. True story.
I didn't know it.
Yeah. Garlic's really beneficial.
Yeah.
Did you hear it from Aaron Rodgers? Would he rub it on his ass or something, and then all of a sudden his voice came back?
No. But I'd rub garlic on somebody's ass. And, yep. Not his.
So funny.
But no, that's what I spent. How'd you spend your Tuesday?
Yeah, so my wife and I, I didn't really plan out the baseball playoffs as well as I'd like because my anniversary fell in the Orioles' second playoff game, and we had dinner plans set up. And then we bought concert tickets to see Ray LaMontagne at Pier 6 last night. So we did that. By the way, these get your act together, Ticketmaster. You're going in and the Ticketmaster app goes down right away. So now you got to wait in multiple lines to try to get in. So yeah, that's what we did last night. Got to watch some of the baseball game in the afternoon and see some of the Dodgers game when I got home.
I'm just seeing this. Can we go back to the Jets for a second?
Mm-hmm.
The interim head coach, Ehrlich,
mm-hmm.
said he could consult Aaron Rodgers on who calls the plays. Did you guys see that?
Well, the story was...
did you see that?
Yeah.
I just saw it.
The story was that Saleh was going to take away play calling duties from Aaron's boy there, the one that he wanted brought in to be offensive coordinator. Huh?
Was it
not Gase?
Adam Gase, the crazy eye guy?
No, he's not. It's
Hackett.
Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Hackett,
yeah. Buddy Hackett's kid.
I get him mixed up.
But the other thing about Ulbrich was, like, he was talking about taking away the duties from But now he doesn't want to upset anyone. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, he's going to take away the play-calling duties and give it to someone else. This has been back-to-back years. Whether Aaron Rodgers has been in or some other cat's been in, it's the same results. It doesn't matter. It's the Jets. We should have expected this. Sorry, Ed.
We're going to talk MLB playoffs at 6:45. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. Did Woody Johnson make the right call at the right time, Ed, as a Jets fan? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on a fan.
Well, I did talk to him the night before, but we didn't discuss this, you know, specifically at all. I mean, we were basically talking about the previous game and, you know, his breaking 60,000 yard record and accomplishing that. And sorry, he got hit so many times and how was he feeling? And so, no, in terms of whether I was going to do it or not, no, we didn't discuss that.
Yeah, that was Woody Johnson. And Ed, I can imagine when Woody Johnson asked Aaron Rodgers how he was feeling, mm-hmm. that part of the conversation went to Robert Saleh.
Of course it did. I mean,
why are we acting like this didn't happen?
Like, come on, listen. And this isn't like unusual. If you think about the highest level of elite quarterbacks. Do you think Tom Brady didn't get to kind of run things? Do you think Peyton Manning didn't? I mean, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Stop it. It's like ridiculous. Those guys have total say and total control over this because you can't do without them. You can't, without Aaron Rodgers, as much as it's sucky right now, they're nothing without him, as talented as they are. It's just they got a great defense. They got some great offensive pieces. He goes, you got nothing.
Let's be honest. Why do you think John Harbaugh is Lamar Jackson's biggest cheerleader?
Where was his career before Lamar came?
He's leaving.
It was very tenuous.
Yeah, but at the same extent, too. You do have the situation with Aaron Rodgers being a douchebag by going to the boss to try to get rid of his boss or the coach. I don't know that Manning's doing that. I don't know some of the other guys doing that, unless there's a serious issue behind the scenes.
I think he invited Rodgers out to dinner. I think that was part of the conversation. I don't know whether Woody Johnson started that conversation or Aaron Rodgers started that conversation. This was the dinner they had.
I mean, look, we could sit here and say that, and I could be dead wrong on this. I don't think I am. Because
I'm not saying you're dead wrong. I'm just saying I think there's two ways this could have gone. That's what I'm saying.
He's made public statements about him. He's done things on camera, shoving him away from him. He tries to give him a hug. He's blamed everybody else but himself. That's Aaron Rodgers. That's who he is.
I think there's also a chance that Woody Johnson could have asked him, dude,
asked him what?
Is this the right man?
Is this the problem? Yeah.
I think. I'm not saying you're wrong by no stretch. I'm not debating. I'm just saying I think there's also a possibility Woody Johnson is going to say, look, is this guy a problem?
And Aaron Rodgers was like, oh, I can't believe you're going to ask me that. Well, here's the 43-page report that I wrote on.
And if he did ask him, I agree. That's probably how I don't think Aaron Rodgers is passive-aggressive, though. I don't think he's passive-aggressive.
I do.
He's not passive-aggressive.
He's aggressive.
He's not really aggressive.
Yes. Yeah, but he's also passive-aggressive when it comes to some of the things that he says about what's going on with the team, the coach, and all that. Like, he'll make statements. And people are pointing out that Robert Saleh said something to the fact about changing plays at the line of scrimmage, and that was, or the cadence. Because Aaron's done that his whole career. Pat Mahomes has taken it. There's a lot of guys in this league that are unbelievably good at getting you to jump to get those big plays.
And I think that was probably, okay, all right, Mary Franklin, you want to talk about my cadence? Jeremy, was this the right move to make?
I think it was the right move to make last year. I don't think it was at the end of the season. I don't think it's the right move to make right now because I don't know how this helps the team with a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury to just get rid of the coach and side with him. I don't like the way that this looks because it does look like somebody's just going above somebody else's head. And, oh, by the way, we can sit here and say what we want about Robert Saleh. That defense is a top five defense. That offense with the Hall of Fame quarterback is trash.
Hey, Ed, I couldn't agree with Jeremy more. If they were going to make the move with Robert Saleh, I thought he was should have been gone after last year.
Me too.
I didn't think he was the guy then.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. And so you bring him back. I was okay. Get healthy Rodgers, maybe this will save the day. I mean, look, they're still not. If they beat the Bills, they're in first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this isn't like the season's lost.
And they can very easily get back into this. Could they be at the front runner for Davante Adams? I mean, they were talking about, I've heard mixed reports with the Ravens, but the Jets and who's the other team that Steelers and the Saints. Thank you, Joe. The Saints were the ones brought up, and with the Saints losing three games in a row and losing their quarterback, it's like, I don't know that he's going there. But he's got to be going somewhere, right? I didn't feel like it's going to happen in Vegas, and then everybody keeps assuming it's going to be the Jets to pair back up with Aaron Rodgers.
I kind of think that's the least likely place to go.
Well,
the Jets.
Of the teams we've heard?
I'm not saying it's not a good fit. I think it's least likely. It may be the best fit, but least likely.
Well, not like if you're letting Aaron Rodgers come in and tell you what you should do with the coach, if that's what happened, then I'm pretty sure he's probably telling you, hey, we need to trade for my buddy.
Oh, no, no, no. Let me get this crystal clear. Make this crystal clear. Aaron Rodgers told him. I just don't know whether Aaron Rodgers asked or Aaron Rodgers initiated. That's the only thing I'm debating. Aaron Rodgers definitely did this. I just don't know whether he asked or initiated.
Do you think he lost his voice screaming for Aaron Rodgers outside of the facility when he was coming out, waving his pom-poms and his flag for A-Rod over there? Get out of here, man. Ain't nobody believing you.
I just said he
you
did
know
it.
What he did. No, I ain't listening to this nonsense.
I don't know whether he initiated this conversation or he was asked this conversation. But he did it.
By the way,
did it.
How can we have a debate about something that's so, you know, that doesn't even matter? Who started the conversation? How did it end? It ended with the coach getting fired. So I'm pretty sure somebody said something.
I think it matters. I think it matters. If someone asked you about what's going on around the station and you answered, You think that's as bad as you going to someone, initiate the conversation to what you don't like about the station?
I mean, it's the same result. It's like when we talked about
it's all how it starts. I didn't volunteer this information. I was asked this information.
Do you think the person that ends up getting fired cares about where it started working?
I don't care about the person that got fired.
But I'm saying the outcome's the same.
I'm talking about how I started. It's with me. Was I the douchebag that started this conversation trying to get this man fired? Or was I the guy to answer the question that I was asked?
Okay. I don't agree. Like, it's the same that we talked about when we mentioned the UNLV quarterback leaving. The result's the same, whether or not he did it for the right reasons because he didn't get his money, but he did leave his teammates hanging. You can slice it any way you want.
That's the opposite of what you normally say about being results oriented. It's how you get there. You're being results oriented. I'm minding my business. He comes over to me. He asks me a question about what's going on around here. I give him the answer. Most likely, if he responds that way, it's because that's what he wants.
It's not even the same thing.
I think if Woody Johnson didn't have this in mind already, he wouldn't have asked Aaron Rodgers.
Results driven has to do with what you're doing. You know, what type of input you had in your game to fix it. This isn't a conversation thing. Like, it's results driven because I'm sitting down having a conversation with somebody. It's the performance. That's when I'm talking about results driven.
But hear me out.
This isn't a performance.
If Woody Johnson asked me about Robert Saleh, it's because Woody Johnson had doubts about him in the first place. Now, if I go and plant that seed, then that makes me a bad person. But if he comes and asks me a question, that means he already had that in his mind in the first place. Because if he didn't have doubt about Saleh, he's not asking you about Saleh.
We're spending way too much time on thinking that this guy didn't start anything. Like,
it's whether you plant the seed or not.
No, you're spending way too. Come on, man. This is Aaron Rodgers. He's the same guy that tried to throw his old coach under the bus, had fights with him. So now all of a sudden he's changed, and Woody Johnson's the one that reached out to him?
I didn't say he changed. You have your personal vendetta against him, but that's not what I'm saying.
No, come on. That's BS. Don't give me this personal. Yes, it is.
You do have a personal vendetta. You don't like him.
It doesn't mean I have a personal vendetta against him because I don't like him. I just bet on him this weekend. What are you talking about?
That's money. That's gambling.
You love him, so you have a personal vendetta because you like him.
I'm saying whether or not he planted the seed or not. That's what I'm saying.
This is the most ridiculous little part of this conversation. Like,
it's not the most. It's the biggest part of the conversation.
No, it's not.
Did he rebuff your advances one time?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
No. Like, this is. I mean, this is so.
Oh, so it happened.
This is so stupid when you sit here and look
it's
at these things.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're sitting here. We just spent 15 minutes talking. Is he the one that went to him or did he go to him? It's like, oh my God, she cheated. Did she text him first or he text her first? They cheated. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
If Woody Johnson goes to Aaron Rodgers because Woody Johnson had doubts about his head coach in the first place. So neither one of them wanted him. Versus me going to you and planting the seed. Hey, you know, he's a bad guy. He can't do this. I didn't plant the seed. You came to me.
Okay. All right. That's the right guy to go to, though, then, right? If you want to get something started. That's definitely the right guy to get something started. I mean, come on. I'm not defending this guy anymore because it's never his fault. He never does anything wrong. He's this star. And you guys can sit here and say what you want. It's been the same thing.
What I say.
Well, you're a Jets fan, so you loved getting him because you thought it was going to put you over the top.
Of course
but
they did.
Surprise, it's the same crap you've seen before.
I've called Aaron Rodgers a petty douchebag for years.
Yeah, but you like him.
But that doesn't mean I don't know he's a petty douchebag. Hey, he's not a petty douchebag. I never defended that. He is. But I don't know who, if Woody Johnson wanted Robert Saleh fired himself at all. 410-583-1057. MLB playoff recap at 6:45, but on the other side, Todd Monken is reportedly a head coaching candidate in the next cycle. Do the Ravens need to try to hold on to him for the next offseason? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to look at the offensive side of the football. They very well could turn to that. So some of the hot candidates have been Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, Houston Texans play caller Bobby Slowick, Todd Monken in Baltimore is doing a very good job. So those are some names that you'll hear bantered about as we go because they have to fix that side of the ball. Traditionally, the Jets have been a mess offense. We've seen it. That defense right now, no problem at all. And then the elephant in the room is one Bill Belichick. So we know that he's interested in a head coaching job in 2025. That much is clear.
Todd Monken is doing a phenomenal job with the Baltimore Ravens, is what the rest of the league is saying right now, Ned. And he's going to be a candidate. When you have an organization like the Baltimore Ravens, people pull from your organization. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Todd Monken is probably going to be in that next list of hot candidates.
Yeah, I mean, look at their history. I mean, of all the coordinators that have become head coaches and moved on successful or not, even like Jim Caldwell, who's about to be fired but got a head coaching job at the Lions, they still got them. I mean, it just the coaching tree goes on and on from here, and it's something to be expected.
Jeremy, having said that, they're only one of 32, the 32 jobs that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that the organization should do something to try to block guys from getting those opportunities?
I think the only way to block them without, I don't know, like, technically what you can and can't do, but we've seen teams give you the assistant head coach title, like give you a bigger title and a little bit more money. We've heard of teams making promises, whether it's the front office, like we've heard that here when it was Ozzie going to Eric DaCosta, like he was going to be the guy if he stayed, because there were other teams that were looking for DaCosta, like, hey, is he going to, you want to come here?
For years.
We've seen, like, the Jets got one of the Ravens front office guys, you know, Joe Douglas going up there. So,
well, and then what happens when he goes there? You got Mosley goes there, two of your offensive linemen go, it's just bang, bang. And what happened with the Chargers?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why we were kind of surprised when Mike McDonald took over in Seattle, and we didn't see any of those defensive players go along with him to Seattle from here. Mm-hmm. But again, this is, it's neither here nor there. This whole situation with Monken, I think he's extremely talented, could be a head coach. I don't know what his vision is for himself, if that's something he wants to be. I would assume so. But yeah, it would be a damn shame that you, look, you finally get something nice, and then somebody steals it, right?
See, I don't think the teams should try to do anything to keep these guys from moving on, unless the guys want to stay. Say, for instance, Monken says, I don't want to be a head coach, and I know I'm going to be offered it a lot. Then when you offer him that assistant head coach to protect him from something he doesn't want, I'm fine. But if he wants to go, it's one of 32, Ed. You got to let him go.
Well, they have to by rule. I mean, if it's a step up, they can't prevent you from going.
Right, right. So. You know, in terms of, I'm talking
about pressure on you, but
in terms of fans, I mean, it's something you got to understand.
Yeah.
It's a job that's, again, 32 teams in the National Football League in the world.
Yeah.
That's it. And you got an opportunity to be the head coach of one.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people don't, but they should have let McDonald go. Why not?
Dude,
why not?
If anyone understands this, it's me. When I was like the Prince of New York City. I was running the NYPD essentially in my hometown. I got a chance. There's only 46 major chiefs in the United States and Canada. I had one of those jobs for me. I'm like, I'm going. It's one of 46 in two countries. Like, I got to go. Mm. I mean, that's just how it is. It's an opportunity for your career. It may not come this way again.
Yeah.
So I get it when they go.
Yeah, it's a little weird when we sit here and talk offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators moving on. Just because, you know, we've always said when it comes to college, it's like, do you want to be the big fish in the small pond or the small fish in the big pond? I don't know technically what that is as being an offensive coordinator. Because, like, again, just going back to the Jets thing that's going on, Nathaniel Hackett survived. That's Aaron Rodgers' buddy. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But look,
it absolutely does matter. That's why he's alive.
Yeah. What I'm saying, like, being an offensive, it used to be that you would see the, we've talked about this in baseball, hitting coach, pitching coach. They're the first ones to go, right?
Yeah.
We didn't see that here with the Jets. It's just get the head coach's ass out of here. And they didn't clean house. And they couldn't because it's the middle of the season or the season started.
Do you think they would have if they did this at the end of the season?
You've got to let whoever's coming in bring in his own guys.
I don't think they pick from anybody that's on the staff. If Woody Johnson does this at the end of the season, either last season or this season, I don't think he retains anybody from the staff.
So do you think there's going to be, and I agree with that, do you think there's going to be a lot of openings at Todd Monken's? So here's the other part of it. The deeper you go into the postseason, I think the harder it is for someone to wait on you to say that they want to get you.
Well, isn't it different now that you have this? Doesn't the employment process start later now in the NFL because of that? Did they move it back because of that?
So
what you mean with the playoff?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they moved it back.
But
later
I think
now.
That's what I'm saying. But you can still talk to the other guys beforehand, though,
yeah,
right?
But now they interview them via Zoom.
Yeah.
So he can still interview.
Yeah, they don't want to travel.
I got what you're saying.
He can still interview.
But that's
it's not going to stop him.
So
they have specified days in the week where they can Zoom an interview.
Okay,
and nobody else can do it outside of those days, so they don't lose.
I think that makes a lot more sense than what they were doing. But the other part of this too is like, how many openings are we going to have in the league? How many? Is it going to be, could Dallas be an opening? Could Philly be an opening?
I'll go through them if you want. I think the Jets are going to be an opening. We know that. I think either the Browns or the Bengals are going to be opening, if not both. I'll call both.
With the Panthers?
That's three. No, they just hired that coach.
But they did that last year and paid that guy so much money.
I think the Jags are going to be an opening.
I heard something that Robert Saleh is going to make $20,000 a day over the next 2 years.
Is he really?
I think the Raiders are going to be an opening.
You think they're going to fire Pierce?
Yeah, they're going to get rid of him. I don't think anybody in the AFC, NFC East would be open. I don't see anybody in the Central.
You don't think Miami could fire McDaniel?
I was going to get back to that.
Okay. I love him, like I don't think this is the right fit right now for him.
And I think there'll be five openings, all in the AFC possibly, and a possible if I'm playing spades with a six with the Dolphins.
But what about in the NFC too? Like Philly fans are upset at Sirianni. Cowboy fans don't want
you're right.
Mike there.
So it could be up to eight openings.
I'm just saying, I think to the point is on the low side it's probably four or five.
On the high side.
On the high side it might be eight or nine.
Nah, I don't think it's gonna be four. I think four is just the way.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of coaches. Like, go ask Bengal fans how they feel about their head coach.
The reason why I don't think it'll be four, because I think it'll be two in this division.
Yeah.
This division will be two.
Very easily could be. I could see Stefanski? If they blame Stefanski.
And if that's the case, goodbye Todd Monken. He's gonna get the job.
He should.
He'll get a job.
Stefanski went coach of the year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He's a good coach. It's just like,
is he?
I think he's a phenomenal coach, but when you're given this to work with,
Baby Johnson went manager of the year and got fired.
Yeah.
The same year.
How you gonna get fired on your day off, man?
Literally. I came in here for the press conference. After the press conference, they fired me.
Dude, when I got fired from the old radio station, he was like, we don't need you to do the night show anymore. So just want me to produce the morning show and do my weekend shifts as well? No, we don't need you to do the morning show anymore. So I'm just doing weekend shifts? No, we don't need you to do the weekend. Couldn't you guys have just said I'm fired? Stop playing games. And it's funny, too, when you look at these situations and how they set up and how it can drag out. And because you're in such a professional setting like these NFL coaches are, you don't get the bad mouth people on the way out. You just got to grin and bear it.
Honey, I'm not coming home tonight. You coming home tomorrow? No, I won't be home tomorrow. Next week? No, not next week.
Are you leaving me?
Yes.
That's exactly what happened. The dumbest thing ever. Do I leave now? What am I doing here?
This is a little awkward. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, man, lots of action in the playoff games last night in Major League Baseball. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a yes for me, too. Cha-ching. I can't even say cha-ching. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
1-2 the count. Stanek sets now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Put it in the books. Ryan Stanek blows a fastball by Cody Clemens. The Mets have won the ball game, and they have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Division Series. Game 4 against the Phillies right back here tomorrow night.
The Mets can get business. Winkler with a home run. He's been big for them. Pete Alonso with his third home run of the postseason. Andy, you find it interesting that all three of his home runs this postseason have been opposite field. He went all regular season with two.
I was saying he never hits the opposite field. Yeah. Yes, I was surprised. Although it's a good sign. First of all, he's strong as an ox. But I was surprised because that's not his thing. But I think it's a good sign because when guys tend to go the other way, I think that they're taking a better at bat because they're not trying to kill the ball.
Not your other way.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just smiling. I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, no,
again, with the Aaron Rodgers hate, see? That's the problem.
Going the other way? By the way, I just wanted to bring this up, that I don't think the Phillies and Dodgers did enough at the trade deadline. We could see in the second half of the season they were struggling, and they should have made some moves to better their team. I do think the Dodgers should fire Dave Roberts, all joking aside, but maybe we should just fire all the coaching staff and get rid of their front offices because they just didn't do enough.
So
now they're not done yet. They could still win 2 games in a row and get to the NLCS.
So the Phillies and the Dodgers did.
Yeah. By the way, if you're not picking up the sarcasm, that's tongue-in-cheek for how all you guys were talking about the Orioles. Yeah, I'm laying it down pretty thick. I mean, come on. I think I'm going to choose violence this morning. But I'm saying it's the same stuff. Like, when you lose, fans start going, oh, my God. There's one fan saying, the Phillies did have a bye, right? Yeah. They didn't play last round. There was one fan going,
neither did the Dodgers.
Yeah, but there was one writer in Philly going, they didn't have Bryce Harper pinch hit on his off days. Trey Turner's not stealing bases. And it's like, what does that have to do with what's going on in this series? The fact that Bryce Harper didn't pinch hit July 17th, August 9th? What does that have to do with what's going on right now? You just ran into one of the hottest teams I've ever seen playing Major League Baseball. And the funniest thing is we have two of them this year, with the Tigers being the other one. But the Mets, just everything is clicking. They're down to their last out. They're down to their last chance, last inning, and they score 6 runs. You know, it's just one of those weird things that happens in baseball, that they get hot at the right time.
And you can see, like, I believe this a lot, is chemistry and the way people react to each other. Have you seen them react with each other as these games are going on? They look like they're playing high school baseball. They're so excited.
They have a perfect mix of power hitters, guys that do a little bit of everything, guys that steal bases. And the best thing about the Mets right now is that they're others. The guys if we were sitting here talking about it, it would probably be Ramon. If Rivera got in the game, if it's one of the corner outfielders. If you're talking about it from that standpoint, you're looking at it. Tyrone Taylor helped them win a series, helped them get into the postseason on that Monday. But, they've been playing playoff games before everyone else because they started with that doubleheader on Monday. Sean Manaea has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Nobody's going to talk about it. When he pitches at home, the Mets don't lose.
I thought when he cut his hair, it was over. And thank goodness.
It's hard to keep that cap on. I know. Hair. But I just think that, like, this is one of the beautiful things about baseball, is that even when you see a team that has way more talent than you, you can find a way to belong in the game as long as you limit the damage. And teams hang around and make something happen. Because it's pressure, right? I don't care if you're coming in the 8th inning. It's pressure. And we're seeing the best pitchers in baseball blow it in the postseason. I think Mariano Rivera gave up like 11 runs or 14 runs all time in the postseason for the 100 and some innings he's pitched or whatever it was. And you're looking at guys that we consider the best in baseball now coming out and just giving up run after run and just not having it. In tie games and save situations, doesn't matter.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Meanwhile, in the other NLDS game, the Dodgers now trail the Padres 2-1. The Padres scored all 6 of their runs in the 2nd inning. The Dodgers come back at the top of the 3rd and score 4 runs at the school, opened up the game with one run. That was it. The scoring was over with. No more scoring after the top of the third.
Good thing I had the under. Yep. They only score in two innings. It just happens to be a 6 and a 4. Saying, son of a bitch.
Was the over and under 11 and a half?
It was 8. 7 and a half in the morning, went off at 8. But like,
so you won?
No, I lost. I had the under.
Oh, you had the under.
That's what I'm saying. They scored in two like separate half innings, right? Let's just say one inning.
Yeah.
They scored 10 runs in one inning. That's what happened.
Yeah, about that.
Because Aaron Nola was fantastic up until he wasn't yesterday.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Sean Manaea. And then that game goes over because of the heroic slate.
But you called it with Bueller.
Yeah.
He was not good last night. Didn't you say that?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to...
6 earned runs and...
I was trying to find a reason why to like him. Like, this is the... I'd say this all... This is the contrarian in me. I always look at a game and try to figure out the way that the other team can win. And then when I'm looking at that game,
I hope you'll do that as a player.
No, well, then I try to stop that. No, but it's something to look at teams and say, okay, well, can I bet Walker Buehler today, even though he's just been an absolute gas can since he's come back? Two of his last three starts were better, but that's not Walker Buehler. I mean, Walker Buehler's a guy that comes in and shuts you down for 7 innings or maybe gives up one run. Not an extremely big strikeout guy, but he can get his Ks. But he's still coming back for an injury, and he's not right.
Hmm. Let me
it's kind of cool seeing all this. Even Nola was outstanding yesterday. Yeah. I mean,
you mentioned the inning where he struck out the side.
Yeah. He struck at 8. Struck at 8 batters. He had a great outing. Still lost. Yeah. You're facing a hot team.
Yeah, Rob, you in the front row.
I know we have our odds about Aaron Rodgers.
What?
But could you do me a big favor? A huge favor.
It would mean more to me if I had come to you first to open it.
Yes. Could you?
It's about opening the window.
Yes. Sliding the... Here,
getting,
I got you.
The daylight is...
It's getting kind of heavy. Right,
there you go.
It's going to be dark all the time soon, so...
Yeah, but it's getting light now, so... Ed.
Yes. You need to break out that lamp.
Why you got a torch?
This has to be on camera. He stopped talking. If you could hear, I do not Rollins. And then he just goes, Ed. And just stares a hole through him. Stop bringing up darkness. I want the light.
Charlie Murphy. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side. What do you think the O should do with Means, Mateo, and Perez? Joe, great question, because I got a solution for John Means. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.